So regarding Rachel Vogel, DVM, so we may rescind the July 17th, 2024 motion to deny her application. Due to the information about the application timeline being made, there was a little bit of an error on when the application was made and then the end of time that she had during the application period. So I would make a motion. Yep. I would make a motion to rescind the denial and allow her to take the state exam.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe that we do have Valeria Solaria present. Perfect. Why don't you go ahead and come on forward? So this is section 5, number 8. Board may review, discuss, and take action on certified veterinary technician application. So 8A, Valeria Solaria. Am I saying your name correct?
Yes, but it was misspelled on here. I don't know if that matters.
What is the correct spelling?
S-O-L-O-R-I-O.
R-I-O. Perfect. Okay. And then Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yeah, where am I not finding your photo?
It's on the main agenda.
Oh my god. Oh, it's on the very top for me.
Okay.
That's why I was like, what is going on here? Alright, let me reopen this real quick. Okay. So we had you come in just because of what you'd submitted with your application and the narrative going on with the charges. And because it's within that pretty early time frame. I mean, it's 2024 right now. This happened in 2023, just last year.
Yes.
So we just wanted to kind of talk to you and see what's going on and how things have changed in your life since then, mm-hmm. What's happening. Is this something that's going to happen again? So we just wanted to kind of have a little conversation about that.
Okay.
So if you want to kind of talk about what happened or these kinds of things. And
okay. I received a DUI last year in May. I was initially pulled over for speeding, and then that's when the officer conducted his investigation. And ultimately, I ended up getting or charged with the DUI. Right now, I'm almost done with most of the things I already got and my interlock device, and I actually had it removed early due to being eligible for early removal, meaning that I didn't blow positive during those. I had it for 8 months just because of instead of getting my license suspended, I got the CERTO. Mm-hmm. I don't have an alcohol problem. It was a night that ultimately I had obviously a very bad lapse in judgment, and I ended up driving home, but I am doing the hours that I need to do for community service and all the other requirements, which was like the interlock device and then just fees. So I should be finished with that hopefully in December.
Okay. So that was in 2023. We also had an MIP back in 2017, which is ancient history, but mm-hmm. You're gonna tell me there's no pattern there, right?
No, cool. There isn't a pattern.
So do you do any kind of classes or anything or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I did I believe it was like 16 hours of the classes. And then there was like trying to recall what the name of it is, just to kind of see if there's like an addiction there, kind of like a screening, mm-hmm. drug and alcohol screening class, which I did at the very beginning of all of this, so even before I was charged officially. So I actually completed that beforehand.
Nothing continuous since then? You don't feel you need to do anything long term?
I'm in therapy, but not anything related specifically to a drug or alcohol.
That's okay.
Addiction.
We don't need to talk about that at all, so that's okay. All right. I mean, that's the biggest thing is we just want to, and I think you understand, these can be big issues. Nobody wants to deal with. They're very expensive, and I mean, even with DUIs and drunk driving, I mean, it can kill other people, not just yourself. So hopefully you learned your lesson and never do anything
Absolutely.
Like that again. Especially because not if, but when you pass the test, you'll be part of our profession, at least a more formal part of our profession, I should say. And we want to make sure that we all do the best and take care of each other and help. So that's the big thing, is we just want to make sure that we're on the straight and narrow and everything's good, and just kind of make sure that that you look like you're good too, because like I said, we like to have people come in front of us. Sometimes we'll see people and be like, yeah, there's still some problems going on, but it looks like you have everything together, so it's just a mistake, and we're going to chalk it up to that and move on. So I don't know if anybody else has any other questions.
Now, are you prepared for getting ready to take the exams?
Oh, I already did it. I passed. I was just kind of waiting.
We're waiting for this.
Ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dang, never mind.
Well, congratulations.
Good
Thank you.
So, all right, so go ahead and you want to make a motion as far as the application?
Yeah, so is it accepting? If you're taking the test, is it accepting or just granting?
It would be to approve the application.
To approve, okay. So approval, okay. So I make a motion to approve the application for Valeria Solaria.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is everybody good to move into the next informal? Butters back. I think we have everybody present. So we just need to do a switch real quick of the recordings.